Welcome to National Geographic World Music Profiles, where each week we talk with music makers and artists from around the world.
This week we head to the streets of Havana. No, it's not the Buena Vista Social Club. This particular compilation of Cuban music is a lot funkier than that. It's a new collection of some old tunes, lovingly compiled and completely remastered to sound better than ever. Si Para Usted is 17 tracks of Cuban funk, soul, jazz, and son. Diverse styles and sounds that will definitely get you up on your feet. Dan Zaks is the host of the Waxing Deep radio show and the producer of this recording. He joins us now on the line from his studio in New Brunswick, Canada. So Dan, tell me where this idea came from, this idea to compile an album of Cuban funk.
The idea came from people who listened to my radio show, Waxing Deep, where I played the Cuban music that I was becoming fairly interested in. It was something a little different. I love the novelty of funky music from communist Cuba, and for a number of reasons it's not very accessible, so people would hear me play it, they'd say, where can we get this music? Wouldn't have a particularly good answer for them, and so eventually I decided that, hello, why don't I see if I can do my part to make this really great music more accessible.
And so, who do we hear on the compilation, and what do we hear?
On the compilation, you hear a collection of artists from Cuba, most of whom were recording since the late 60s right until the early 90s. And for the most part, they're pop musicians. They were popular musicians. And you hear the pop of the day, which is largely based on traditional Cuban forms that your listeners might know from Buena Vista Social Club, music like The Sun. And these musicians are taking that, but they're also listening to contemporary sounds coming from abroad, from Brazil, from Europe, from the States, and they're modernizing these traditional forms and creating a hybrid, the sort of music that you hear on the compilation.
You're saying that a lot of these recordings have come from the revolutionary time in Cuba. So we're talking, I guess, late 50s, 60s. Was that a time of creativity and experimentation in Cuba?
Yes, it was. And this is one of the fascinating aspects of the music you hear on the compilation. After Castro came to power, he gave musicians a living wage, socialist country, and so musicians received a state salary to create more or less whatever they wanted. This bred a lot of creativity. Musicians felt like they were free to create more or less as they wanted. They had reasonably wide margins to explore music. There were obviously certain verboten topics, but the result is this wildly diverse body of Cuban pop from the time where musicians are just exploring and trying new things, and it's very inventive, and it's I think it's really interesting.
Now, I had heard you mention on your own show that back then the Cubans weren't big on quality control. And so, unfortunately, you had lots of recordings that didn't sound great. Is that the case?
That is the case. When you have a centrally managed economy, that doesn't necessarily do good things for vinyl production. I heard stories during my trips to Cuba about how the state record label, EGRAM, would have to compete for cardboard for record jackets, or they'd have to compete for a certain quality vinyl. As you might imagine, it wasn't a priority for the Cuban state all the time. And so the result is that some of the vinyl recordings definitely don't have the sort of quality that you'd hoped. So it was very nice for me to be able to work with the Cuban government to get the masters for most of the tracks in the compilation so that I wasn't held back by scratchy records and poor mastering.
So these remastered tunes then are perhaps sounding better than they have in a long time.
I would wager that the music on the compilation that comes from the original masters, which is, I would say, 3/4 of the compilation, hasn't sounded as good since the day it was recorded in the Havana studios. That's not an exaggeration either.
Well, that's saying something, isn't it?
I think so, because the music deserves to be heard that nicely, and so I feel privileged to be able to make that available.
Dan Zaks, the host of Waxing Deep and the producer of Si Para Usted, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
For more news on these artists and others, go to nationalgeographic.com/worldmusic.
For the best subscription offers to any National Geographic magazine, log on to nationalgeographic.com/magazines.
This presentation copyright National Geographic Society 2007.